This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Most Americans have heard about the Bush family being involved with the Nazis. But did you know that they were involved in moving and protecting the fortunes of Nazis? Well, that's now come out in mainstream news, something I didn't even know. I knew that they were connected to the Thule Society, which funded Hitler. 1832, founded the Skull and Bone Society, a Nazi death cult. Hitler didn't invent anything. Hitler didn't bring up anything new, folks. Purely Illuminati preacher. But I'm sure most Americans know about the Nazi wealth, the hundreds of billions in diamond and gold, and how the Nazi families got to keep, even Mengele's family, quite wealthy, got to keep all of their land and factory holdings. Well, it turns out it's because of the Bushes. They were great helpers in all this. I guess it's all part of the Christian conservatism. Again, you're promoting everything you can imagine that's evil, but it's Christian and conservative. So that's coming up. Also, a bunch of news about thought crime laws and open borders being pushed by the Republicans with the Democrats. And Wesley Clark wants a national ID card, so does Bush. I mean, it's just, really, I'm frustrated today. There's no way for me to articulate all this properly. It's so horrible. It's so ridiculous. Let's go to Paula, then Ron, Eric, Robert, and others. Let's go to Paula first. Paula, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. You're doing a great job. Someone had sent me an article, and it was in reference to Bush. He does not want open borders here, but he does not want open borders in Iraq. Did you know about that?
They spent, it was the Times of London, something like $30 billion to build a fence all the way around. They started it last year. It's almost done.
Uh-huh.
With over 200 border checkpoints and trained border guards. You can't get a flea past that border into any of those countries, the stands over there, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, China, there in the passes. But we can't have a border here. And, yes, I was aware that they've sealed the borders in Iraq.
Yeah, well, it looks like our representatives are doing a good job going along with the corporations. Also, I sent another email from Toys R Us on their Toys R Us.com. There's a book there by a guy named David Riegel, and if you go to that ToysRUs.com, click onto a red box. It'll say children's books, and it'll pop you into a search engine. You type in Boy Lover, and there's only one book that comes up, and it's named Understanding Boys Loved and Boy Lover.
And where did you hear about this?
A friend sent me an email about that. And that particular website, Toys R Us, is connected also with Target, Borders, and Amazon.com.
Well, I mean, what type of book is this?
It's Boy Lover. It's connected with Mambla.
Yeah, I think I'd heard of that book previously, being on Amazon in a big protest.
Uh-huh.
You're telling me that
Toys R Us
is selling it.
And Toys R Us and Target and Borders.
I just can't handle it anymore. I'm serious. I can't handle this.
And there was another guy. This guy I happened to hear on Art Bell. His name is Douglas Hageman, and he's with the Homeland Security. And he's trying to connect all of these atrocities that are happening in Iraq with, he's trying to connect it with the Reichstag building during Hitler's time. And that's what he's not saying anything about the United States. And he's trying to connect all that with Iraq.
I don't understand. If he's saying it's the Reichstag, then he's saying it's the government.
Yes, but it's the government of Iraq and the United States. Like, I can see it happening here. You know, history.
Well, it has been happening here. The illegitimate government's blowing stuff up and saying, you better give your rights up to us. Thanks for the call. We'll go to Ron and Eric and Robert and a few others, and then I'll tell you what. Ron and Eric and Robert and others, you're going to have to hold. I'm going to go ahead and cover the Nazi stuff when we get back, and then I'll go to your calls.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a detailed article from the New Hampshire Gazette headlined, Bush Nazi Dealings Continued Until 1951, Federal Documents Reveal, by John Buchanan and Stacy Michael. After the seizures in late 42 of five U.S. enterprises, he managed on behalf of Nazi industrialist Fritz Thyssen. Prescott Bush, the grandfather of President George W., failed to divest himself of more than a dozen enemy national relationships that continued until as late as 1951, newly discovered U.S. government documents reveal. Furthermore, the records show that Bush and his colleagues routinely attempted to conceal their activities from government investigators. Bush's partners in the secret web of Thyssen-controlled ventures included former New York Governor George Averill Harriman, skull and bones, and his younger brother E. Ronald Harriman. Their quarter century of Nazi financial transactions from 24 to 51 were conducted by the New York private banking firm of Brown Brother Harriman. The White House did not return phone calls seeking comment. Although the additional seizures under the Trading with the Enemy Act did not take place until after the war, documents from the National Archives and Library of Congress confirm that Bush and his partners continued their Nazi dealings unabated. These activities included a financial relationship with the German city of Hanover and several industrial concerns. They went undetected by investigators until after World War II. That's not true. He was taken into custody in 42. Prescott, he was, the father of the former president, Bush 41, now there's Bush 43, his granddaddy. At the same time, Bush and the Harrimans were profiting from the Nazi partnerships. W. Averill Harriman was serving as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's personal emissary to the United Kingdom during the toughest years of the war. Well, Roosevelt was involved in it, too. On October 28, 42, the same day two key Bush-Harriman-run businessmen were being seized, that's right, by the U.S. government, Harriman was meeting in London with Field Marshal Smuts to discuss the war effort. Denial and deceit. While Harriman was concealing his Nazi relationships from the government colleagues, Cornelius Levens, the top executive of the interlocking German concerns, held under the corporate umbrella of Union Banking Corporation, reportedly tried to mislead investigators and was sometimes supported in his subterfuge by Brown Brother Harriman. All of these assets of the UBC and its related businesses belonged to the Thyssen-controlled enterprises, including the Bank of Voorhandel in Swepenvaart in Rotterdam, the documents state. And it goes on to say, nevertheless, it goes on for page after page. One of the final seizures in October 1950 concerned the U.S. assets of a Nazi baroness named Theresa Maria Ida Beckenhardt Humstad Stasilov Martania von Schwarzenberger. And you notice those are all royal names, by the way, and I'm mispronouncing some of them wrong, but I've read them many times in bloodline books. That Stanislav is royalty right there. Who were used, and it goes, who were also two shorter aliases, Brown Brother Harriman, where Prescott Bush and the Harrimans were partners, attempted to convince government investigators the Baroness had been a victim of Nazi persecution and therefore should be allowed to maintain her assets. And it says, it just goes on for page after page, right through the 50s, hiding hundreds of billions of dollars of Nazi money in U.S. companies. And it's just horrible, folks. It goes, I can't read all of it. We just don't have time. You want to go read it, it's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Here's a couple other articles, and then I'll go to all the callers that are patiently holding. Hatch joins Kennedy to push for hate crimes bill. This is out of the Washington Times. Charlie Hurt wrote this. It says a new hate crimes proposal supported by Democrats and key Senate Republicans, including Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, would vastly expand the federal government's power to prosecute such crimes committed anywhere in the world. And again, it merges us with Europe. As the Supreme Court has said, we're under their laws now, under their precedents, and Europe's banning criticism of any group. Opponents of one of the most contentious provisions, the inclusion of sexual orientation as a protection category, have got to grow up, Mr. Hatch said in earlier negotiations. It goes on to say it actually punishes someone for what he or she thinks, said one Senate staffer whose boss opposes any form of legislation. It's pretty scary. And it goes on to what Ashcroft has said before the ADL. They want to outlaw any type of criticism of any group, because they say that fosters terrorism. It's the same line the EU has, the same line they have for passing all these laws, for arresting people in England who mildly criticize homosexuals or say the word homosexual. They say that's now a hate word. BBC articles on my website. And it's Orrin Hatch. He wants double the tuition for illegals. He wants Arnold to be able to be president, introduced a bill to repeal the 22nd Amendment to start that process. Hatch is involved in wanting open borders, everything. Here's another one out of Arizona Republic. Clark likes McCain migrant plan. It's also Bush's plan, I would add. Democratic presidential candidate Wesley Clark has more in common with Republican Senator John McCain than serving in Vietnam and seeking the White House. The retired Army general said Monday in Phoenix that he shares views similar to those of McCain and two other Arizonans, Republican Congressman Jim Kolb and Jeff Flake, who is a flake, who together are sponsoring a bill aimed at curbing undocumented immigration from Mexico by creating a guest worker program. Now, therein lies the lie. Remember how they said Terri Schiavo was in a coma? She's got her eyes open, smiling at her mother. They're killing people who are talking, asking for food and water. We've covered the stories here, admitted, mainstream stuff. They still call you a vegetable. They kill you. The media lies and calls them vegetables. Here they lie and say that this bill will curb illegal immigration. And I guess, in a way, it's true. Because it's like Ashcroft says, hey, Patriot Act's only for terrorists, I promise. Well, yeah, everything is an act of terror. Misdemeanors are an act of terror in Section 802. So in a way, that's true. You know, when they want to say that the surveillance cameras aren't going to be used here in Texas for law enforcement as they're now being used, they'll go interview the Department of Transportation and they'll say, no, it's not for law enforcement, it's for traffic. And then I said to the head guy, John Hurt, I said, yeah, but you're not in law enforcement. Your sister agency, Department of Public Safety, will. And he goes, oh, you ought to be a lawyer. Yes, that's true. See, that's how they do it. So here they're saying they're sponsoring a bill aimed at curbing undocumented immigration from Mexico by creating a guest worker program. So when lawyers speak, that's true. It'll curb undocumented. It'll curb illegal because it'll make them all legal. I've read the bill. If you can get here, folks, you'll be legalized. This is blanket total amnesty for millions that are here and millions more on their way. A parallel proposed by Senator John Conyers, Republican Texas, is considered less flexible. Of the two, I like McCain proposal, Clark said after meeting with veterans at the Carl T. Hayden Veterans Administration Medical Center. I'm not endorsing every aspect of the proposal, Clark said, but I think we need a guest worker program that brings people into this country in a way that's fair, that protects their rights, that meets our labor needs. Our labor needs. And I would just add to all of this that 40% of the Marine Corps now came here illegally. Did you know, that's an official statistic, 40% of the Marine Corps, I didn't even know this, and I read this the other day in the Associated Press, were not citizens, either became citizens or weren't citizens and were given citizenship. Over 20,000 of the troops in Iraq are illegal aliens, and they're given citizenship. A foreign army, folks, in more ways than one, and it's just, it's all run out of New York and D.C. A few other articles, then we'll go to Eric and Ron and others. Police seize rental truck with TNT traces. Fox News, a budget truck was pulled over in Oak Harbor, Washington, near the Whibley Island Naval Air Station and found to have traces of TNT on the gear shift and traces of RDX, plastic explosive, on the steering wheel, Fox News has learned. Traces of explosive were also found on one of the truck's two occupants. The FBI, the Immigration Naturalization Service, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and local police are all investigating. Government officials said the roadside stop was so close to the Naval Air Station that military personnel took part in the initial arrest, and Naval Intelligence was also been involved in the subsequent investigation. Shortly after federal officials say the local police pulled the vehicle over for speeding, documents read by Fox News indicate that the driver and passenger told the police that they were delivering furniture from California. Authorities doubted the story because of the early morning hour. And it goes on to say that both the driver and the passenger were Israeli nationals. Just goes on and on. How many times you heard about stuff like that happening? U.S. trade gap widens in September. The U.S. trade deficit widened in September to $41.3 billion as the strengthening U.S. economy propelled imports from China and the rest of the world to record levels. Yeah, the strengthening economy. It's like cutting your head off and watching the blood spray and say, look, the body is very strong. The trade gap was slightly larger than the midpoint estimate of $40.5 billion from analysts surveyed before the report. And they say that's a good thing. You just heard them. Up is down, down is up, black is white is black. And I got a bunch of police state news here. We'll have to come back and go to calls and then get to that. I got a whole stack of news where veterans signed up for a parade peacefully with their peace signs, and they had Hooters girls, and they had local high school bands. Anybody who wanted to be in it could, but the police came over and said, the crowd doesn't like you. They actually said this. It's in the paper. The crowd doesn't like you. You'll be arrested if you don't get over to the side of the street. That's your new America, folks. That's what the veterans fought for, so you can't march in a parade. But the Hooters girls can. And you heard callers talk about these talk radio shows, how they screen out the callers. How you can't get on board these shows, how they censor you, how you've got to lie to get on to counter the fact that Bush is not a conservative, that he's a gun-grabbing, open-borders-promoting, New World Order puppet. But here we are on this show on dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations, shortwave, one of the biggest internet listening audiences. Where are the people that disagree? No, they just have a handful of idiots that call into these mainstream shows and regurgitate the same thing in a mindless love fest as the country's being totally destroyed. Ashcroft wants to arrest you for your speech, people.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle-Tooth soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In the garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle-Tooth products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle-Tooth don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle-Tooth, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle 2 isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
He rode a blazing saddle. All right, folks, let's go to calls. Ron in New York, what do you think of the last 30 minutes you've been holding while I went through all this just insane news?
Well, Alex, what I think is what you've gone through, I know for a fact is true because I've done the research myself even prior to hearing it on your show. So I know you're telling the public the truth. I also think the technique that's used is this New World Order oligarch hits us with so many things at once, sort of like a shotgun tactic. If you fire a
blitzkrieg,
right? You fire pellets out of a shotgun round. There's so many that despite your best attempts to fend off some of the pellets, many of them will eventually hit. This is what they do. They saturate the public mind. They saturate the national mentality with so many things that even if people are inclined to oppose this, there are so many things to fight, they can't do it all at once.
Ron, I probably watch an hour of TV a week, and that's probably an exaggeration, probably less. Every time I turn it on, it's New World Order propaganda. Everything.
Brutality.
How can people not see this?
Sanctioned brutality, official sanctioned brutality, where it shows you people in enforcement capacities, supposedly legitimate enforcement capacities, torturing, beating. We've got one here, a police movie with some bald-headed jerk on Fox. I don't even watch it. It shows him beating prisoners up all the time. This is unbelievable. They keep saturating people with this so they will come to accept this behavior when it actually occurs. Now, I would like to get on to something, or just a little bit of humor for 1 second. You mentioned that woman with all those titled names. Pretty soon she'll probably have the name Von Schwarzenegger, too, attached on her name. It's one you didn't read off. But that aside, you were talking about these mind reader devices. Alex, I've had a little bit of experience with what I call these P.T. Barnum devices, because that's really what they are. And I'm going
well,
to tell you
that's what I've said, and I meant to mention that, Ron, is that we've already proved the lie detector doesn't work. Now they got something with all these bells and whistles,
right.
And they say it shows you're a terrorist. They actually say that. They're mounting them in airports.
Alex, in fact, those devices don't really work, and that mind reader will never really read a mind. But you know what? From the New World Order perspective, it works in this respect. They make the mass of people believe that they have the technical capability to read their minds so that they can cow the people. They can make the people believe that they're all powerful.
Stop you again, Ron, because you're making a good point. Look, understand, folks, I'm looking at BBC. I'm looking at San Francisco Chronicle in the last 2 days. 2 years ago, they put them in 5 airports. They're going in all the British airports. An MRI scanning your brain. You've got assigned forms to allow them to do that at the hospital. Folks, do you realize how nuts this is? Go ahead.
So they cow the people into believing they work. And in addition, it has a second benefit. Most of the companies that make these P.T. Barnum devices, if you look at it and you trace the record back...
Military-industrial complex.
Yes, absolutely. So they're making not just millions, Alex, billions off of this. Could you imagine what a beautiful thing in one motion I could make you cow to me and then rob you of billions of dollars, because it's your tax dollars that are paying for these...
Well, this is what they say they do with them. This is what they say.
And they don't really read
mind. Let me describe these machines, because I've got the articles right here, and we've been covering it for 2 years. It's got one camera that looks through your clothes, color image of you naked. It's got another camera that assesses your walk to decide if it's aggressive. It's got an MRI array so powerful it scans your brain when you walk under it. And they integrate this, and then they go, oh, it shows you're aggressive. It shows this walk means you're hateful. Then they bring you to another room with a stronger MRI and ask you questions. No discussion of the Fifth Amendment. You know, you don't have to answer their questions. They ask you questions and then decide if you're lying off your brain waves. I mean, folks, that's like a science fiction horror movie.
Alex, they really can't tell from your brain waves if you're lying. What they do is they try
to... No, I know it's a scam. I know it's a scam.
The way they'll find out if you're lying or not is by that interrogation. And by the way, determining whether somebody's a threat by the way they walk or something, it's not even a science. It's an art called proxemetics. I studied it. It's one small step above voodoo. It's almost worthless. Believe me, they're playing games in that they're making people think that they have the power and
well,
the
that's
wisdom
what I've
of
said,
God,
Ron,
and they're
Ron,
robbing
that's
you.
That's what I've said all along. But look, they've gone from the, you know, the dials and levers of a lie detector moving on to this.
Well, Alex, didn't in ancient Egypt the old pharaoh use magicians to fool the Hebrews, try to, so that they wouldn't leave? We still have the Pharaoh, and we still have the magicians. It's just they use electronics today.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call. It's out of control. We'll be back with more calls, more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me. We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, folks, they've announced drones have ground-penetrating radar that the Army and the police are going to look through your walls. It's been going on for 5 years. That your digital cable box listens to you with an audio microphone hooked into the federal government. That's mainstream news. That they're going to put up face-scanning cameras everywhere, make you thumb scan to buy and sell, but leave the borders wide open. You've seen hundreds of shows telling us how great an implantable microchip will be in all the children for their safety. And then we look at the activities of the globalists. They're such criminals. They do so many horrible things. They kidnap children and women and have been convicted in court of doing it. You've got a group of psychopaths running the government, running the world government, bringing us this tyranny. Now, I'll try to cram Eric and others in before we end the last 25, 26 minutes of the show. But before we go any further, yesterday I heard John Stattmiller doing a show from 4 to 6. And about 5 years ago, I have read on air, I know John had done it from time to time too, an army manual from the 1920s about our government, about the difference between a democracy and a republic, and how this operates. So I got John back up for here at the end of the show, and I appreciate him doing it on short notice. I'm going to have him back up next week to spend an hour or two on this. maybe Saturday on our show, we do Saturdays 1 to 4 Central, we'll do this again. Because this is so important, folks. It's so important. But before we go to John and cover this and show you how much our government and our media and our culture and our military has changed, before we do this, I haven't really properly promoted my videos, my books, the items we sell that support this show today. I've made 10 documentary films. I carry some other documentaries. I carry some other books by other great authors. I've published a book for Paul Watson, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. It's excellent. It's wonderful. It's informative. It's dynamic. I've written my own book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. My new film is Matrix of Evil with Ron Paul saying globalists run Washington and Cynthia McKinney about the UN-run white slavery rings and Colonel Craig Roberts and Frank Morales, police state expert, and myself. Such an exciting video, and nobody's going to see it, nobody's going to know about it, unless you order it, unless you make copies of it, unless you get it out to people. We need your help to fight the New World Order, and I authorize you to make copies of my videos. Who else does that? Because through you, we have power to affect change. So, the videos are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours, professionally produced. $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. You get big discounts when you get multiple books. Go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to order these items at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Make the call now. Blow the phones off a wall. Get the videos, melt your VCRs down, hand them out to everybody. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It's real simple. If we don't expose that a bunch of sicko terrorists run the world government and are totally ruthless, and if we don't expose that they're going to carry out more terror, it's over real quick, folks. So find out the truth. Get the videos, get the books, get them out to everybody, and support this show. John Stepmiller, thanks for coming on short notice. Tell us about this particular item you've got. We've covered it before, but every few years we bring it back into circulation. Why is this so important?
Well, and thanks for having me up, Alex. By the way, while you were talking about your videos, the word's getting out there. Last night on Bill O'Reilly's email section, a woman had emailed Bill O'Reilly talking about the neocons and the New World Order all in the same breath, and Mr. O'Reilly put it on his screen. So the word's getting out there, and I'm glad of it. What hasn't been getting out there, Alex, is people challenging when they hear our elected officials, our politicians, our Congress critters, as I like to call them, in Washington, D.C., calling this country the greatest democracy. Well, the Founding Fathers knew of the pratfalls and the pitfalls of a democracy, and they knew that people would vote out of largesse, or in other words, out of the government treasury, everything and anything, and they would eventually bankrupt it. Well, the Founding Fathers knew differently, and evidently so did the fine folks that did the training manuals for our troops back in the 20s. And a training manual that you mentioned was... The number is 2000-25, and it was published by the then War Department, it's now the Department of Defense, in Washington, D.C. on November 30th of 1928. And they make the distinction. Now, here's an important thing to remember, folks. When servicemen or politicians or anybody raises their hand in a public ceremony or an oath of affirmation, swearing to God to uphold the Constitution, its principles against enemies both foreign and domestic, this is particularly important for service people, because they're laying their lives on the line for fighting for a war or whatever the case may be. So here you have a person that's directly responsible for defending the United States or against enemies both foreign and domestic. So they saw fit to put this in that training manual. And this is what it said, Alex, and they call out the difference between what a citizen's his rights and duties are, specifically his duties and obligations, versus a democracy versus a republic.
And I want the police to listen to this and understand just because they've taken this out of circulation, just because they don't teach this, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our heritage, our system is still there, and you are sworn to uphold this, John.
And it doesn't have anything to do with department policy. That's an obligation not only as a human being, a man in uniform, a protectorate, and supposed to be upholding people's constitutional rights, not violating them through department policy. Citizenship, this is what it says, democracy. It's a government of the masses. The authority is derived through mass meeting or any other direct form of expression. Always results in mobocracy. Attitude toward property is communistic, negating property rights. Attitude towards law is that the will of the majority shall regulate, whether it's based upon deliberation or governed by passion, prejudice, impulse, without restraint or regard, to consequences that results in demagogism, license, agitation, discontent, and eventual anarchy. Now, here's what the training manual for our fine soldiers said about the Republic. Authority is derived through the election by the people of public officials best fitted to represent them. Attitude toward law is the administration of justice in accord with fixed principles and established evidence, with strict regard to the consequences. A greater number of citizens and extent of the territory may be brought within its compass, avoids the dangerous extreme of either tyranny or mobocracy, results in statesmanship, liberty, reason, justice, contentment, and progress. Now, it is the standard form of government throughout the world. A republic is a form of government under a constitution which provides for the election of the executive, the legislative, who working together in a representative capacity have all the power of appointment, all power of legislation, all power to raise revenue and appropriate expenditures, and are required to create the judiciary to pass upon the justice and legality of their government acts and to recognize certain inherent individual rights. Now, take away any one of one or more of those four elements, and you're drifting into autocracy. Add one or more to those four elements, and you're drifting into democracy. Now, this was done by order of Secretary of War C.P. Summerall, Major General, Chief of Staff, and also Lutz Wall, the Major General and the Adjutant General. Now, the interesting thing about this is that once Franklin Delano Roosevelt got into power, he immediately ordered all these manuals destroyed. Now, Alex, here we're talking about the 1930s when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in office. This was a maxim for our country. This is what the Founding Fathers specifically, I mean, they went into great detail why they chose this Republican form of government versus a democracy. They knew better. So when we had the New Deal guy come around here, well, that flew in the face of what they wanted to accomplish, to do the social engineering, to destroy this country's great founding documents and turn this into a direct expression over prejudice or of the minute necessity or whatever. In other words, a democracy.
So what they do is the bankers own the media. They tell the people, hey, we're going to give you a bunch of welfare and corporate welfare if you vote for big government. They vote for big government to confiscate the wealth of the middle class, which is happening. And then, after they're done enslaving people, they move into tyranny or an autocracy where you have centralized government. And this is what the army was teaching. This is what the Founding Fathers said in debates. It's what was published in the newspapers. It's what everybody understood until just a few decades ago. And now it's democracy, democracy from Rush Limbaugh and George Bush and Bill Clinton and Hillary and Wesley Clark. In a democracy, if 51% say we want to make it illegal to have a peace march or illegal to criticize homosexuals or illegal to hunt, it happens. Do you understand the difference, folks? In a democracy, if 51% of us say, let's kill all the blacks, it happens. John, what happens in a republic if somebody says that?
Well, in a republic, no harm, no foul, because a republic would follow more along the common law standards. In other words, if you cause no harm or no foul. But, of course, that's what the homosexual lobby says. Just by speaking openly against homosexuality, that you're somehow causing them pain.
It's not even that now, John. If you say the word homosexual in England, you're arrested. They say that's a hate word.
Well, and the way this republic worked. Now, if you notice that they say that the authority is derived through the election of the people, of public officials best fitted to represent them. time was in this country, and folks, make no mistake about this. They keep talking about the Constitution. Well, it's an outmoded, outdated document. No, it's not, because mankind has not changed in the last couple of hundred years.
It was a new idea. What they're replacing it with is tyranny, the old idea.
There you go. And why this worked is that people, the Constitution was the check and balance. That was the thing that bound
the game rules.
Well, yeah, it bound the politicians. In other words, it had to pass a constitutional litmus test. You couldn't propose legislation or vote on it or even pass it if it didn't pass the constitutional muster. Well, they have changed that over the years. But to say, Alex, we elected people that would adhere to that Constitution, and we got reasonable laws and protections of people's freedom and liberty. That has changed. Now we're in this little paradigm shift in this country, as you pointed out many times on your program, that it's now okay to take on the debate, to do the liberal. We got the Hannity and Combs of the world. You know, there's the liberal view versus the conservative view. But in the meantime, the conservatives have been hijacked and elevated to the neocon status. But 20 years ago, we wouldn't be talking about liberalism, because what did Khrushchev say about being a liberal in this country? A reporter had asked him, what about the communists, sir? He said, no. Here we don't call them communists, we call them liberals.
Here's the difference between the left and right, with the neocons and the liberals, the socialists. The only difference is they set the table a little bit different, but the dishes that we're eating are the exact same thing.
It is. And a lot of people don't understand that they're looking around in their world today. They're looking at their life in the United States. And Alex, I'm 50 years old now, and what I have seen transpire in this country just in the last half century is astronomical. It is so far away from the Republican form of government and the ideals and the maxims of law, that the law, if it didn't work for the individual, it certainly wouldn't work for the collective, as we've heard a lot of people talk about. And people, they forgot what form of government that gave us these rights and these freedoms and these liberties, and now we're shifting away from that. Alex, just a few minutes ago, I'd heard on the news that Judge Roy Moore, the courts in Louisiana just bounced Judge Roy Moore out. And what they got him on was the conflict that he was having about him sticking to the maxims of God's law. Well, this is what they said. He violated judicial ethics. So therefore, Judge Roy Moore is no longer a judge in Alabama.
And they're banning nativity scenes, but you can have the menorah, you can have the pumpkin, you can have whatever other religion you want. There are reports in mainstream news where in school they'll find a Bible in a backpack, they'll throw it in the trash. This is in the news. Send the young girl to the principal where they're threatened by police. It's wall to wall, and now Hatch and Kennedy have got a new hate crime bill for your speech. John, it's happening right now in front of us. Some peace veterans had signed up to march in the parade. The police walked up and said, the crowd doesn't like it that you're here. We'll arrest you if you don't get out of line. I mean, that shows how warped we are.
Alex, you know where most people get their political perspectives is off of the soundbited news. And generally, this is sensationalized, lacking in a lot of fact. And this is how people are governing themselves, their passions, if you will, in regards to things that should be logically reasoned out. And instead of, we've got this snap, crackle, pop type of psychology, this pop culture, and everything is in sound bites. Everybody, look, Alex, if 50% of the people they did in this poll prior to Judge Moore's removal from the Supreme Court, Alabama Supreme Court, 50% of the people said that, yes, the Ten Commandments should be taken down from all government buildings. Half the people agreed, half disagreed. That shows you the shift in this country. People are not familiar with their country, why their constitution was important.
They don't know that it goes, this is where our law grows from, Mosaic Law, Magna Carta 1214, Declaration of Independence 1776, Constitution, Bill of Rights 1789.
And, Alex, the founding fathers, they weren't all church-going, knee-bending Christians. Some of them weren't, a lot of them were. They understood morality and ethics and what an important part that plays in a country's culture and its society. If it's not nurtured and allowed to grow and flourish, the body dies.
Well, corruption just doesn't end at one spot. It either gets worse or it gets better. And we're getting worse, folks. And they're setting up a system to go after good people and to raise up and protect evil people.
Well, Alex, let me ask you a simple question and listeners to your program. Would you much rather go up in front of a judge that believes in God, that believes that if he does not recognize God and adhere to those principles, and that is the highest law of the universe, let alone this land, would you much rather go in front of a judge that has a conscience and knows the difference between right and wrong and adheres to those principles, or would you much rather go up in front of a secular judge that doesn't know where morality or ethics came from?
Well, I'll say this. If I'm a good person, I want to go up before the judge that you first mentioned. If I'm a bad person, I'll go before the evil one because he'll release me, which they do, and then imprison the good people. And there's another point to all of this. You're going to have a God, folks, whether it's sex or drugs or materialism or Satanism or the New Age. What God is it going to be? What fruits do these other gods bear? So if we don't have God above the government who gives us these rights, then the government becomes God and can take away those rights. And that's what's happening.
Absolutely. Alex, thank you. I'll see you this Saturday on Real Talk Radio from 1 to 4 p.m.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming on, John, with that. And tell you what, we'll come right back and talk to Eric in Connecticut and a couple others and hit a few final news items.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
All right, folks, we're back live, and I guess I've got time to get a couple final calls in here. Who's up next, Matt? All right, Eric in Connecticut, up there in Skull and Bones, Nazi country. How you doing today?
Hey, Alex. Welcome from Neo, Connecticut. I have
where gun control is conservative and pro-family's liberal. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I have two quick things for you, Alex. I have in my local paper an article about a rally that occurred November 2nd, and the title of it is Relatives Fear Public is Forgetting the Soldiers. Small turnout at AFCRAD rally in Groton discourages families. And they talk about these people that were there, the families of the Connecticut National Guard. And it just goes into their sentiments and basically what's going on with them and their families. And if you'd like, I'd be happy to send you the article.
Yeah, you called me a few weeks ago about the head admiral of the Navy saying we're going to merge with Russia and have a global naval force. And that was a good article you sent me. I did post it out of your Connecticut paper there. And, yeah, that is interesting.
Thank you for posting that, by the way. And also, I mentioned a while ago the Ashcroft Hannity interview. I was going to snail mail you the tape, but the quality of the tape was pretty crummy. So what I did was I transcribed it for you, and I'd be happy to send that to you as a document.
Sure, do that to tips@infowars.com. I got another email. Folks had the tape of the children in the school and in the handcuffs in the drug raid. If somebody'd send me that tape, that'd be very helpful as well.
Because I don't know, maybe you could use put that up on your website, that interview with Ashcroft and Hannity, and it will be titled Hannity Ashcroft Interview. And one last thing, Alex. I ordered Bloodlines of the Illuminati, and the book reads like a novel. There is truth being stranger than fiction. I think anybody who reads that book, I mean, I'm only into like the first quarter of it, but anybody who reads this book, their entire perspective on history will change.
Well, I know this. I've studied a lot of history. I can find nothing that's inaccurate in that book. There's a lot of areas in it I can't prove because I haven't looked at it myself or researched it. But I know that they continue to try to frame Fritz Springmeier until they finally got him. And he went to prison, folks, and this is his last book, the latest edition, and we have it at Infowars.com.
I've heard lives were sacrificed to get that information.
Basically, yeah, and from the way the government acted about this book, we know that it's much of it's true.
You don't need to talk about chupacabras, Alex, because we got the biggest chupacabra and yeti in the world, the New World Order. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction. We don't talk about flying saucers and werewolves and chupacabras and snowmen, yetis, Bigfoots. We talk about real issues here on this show. And we'll continue to do that. I'm sorry I'm out of time. No time to take any other calls. We did cover a ton of the news today. We did get to about 80% of it. There's a lot of it that we didn't have time to get to. And just they're coming at us with hate crime laws for our speech. The neocons are on the radio going, we got to pass this worker bill because it'll stop the illegals. Yeah, there'll no longer be such a thing as an illegal alien, so I guess it will stop it. It'll legalize all of them. The CIA, a report has been leaked. One of the real reports says that a report found more civilians there supporting the resistance, and it conflicts with the upbeat public assessments. Our government's meant to go out and bulldoze the fruit trees and dispossess the peasants. That's meant to create hatred, so then the UN can come in and be the savior. And they're now talking about that happening, as I said they do before the war even started. Just a horrible death toll now. Looks like it's going to be 32. One guy's hanging on by a thread, but 31 dead from the bombing yesterday. I'm out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. During the day, I'm on Global Shortwave, 11 to 2 Central at 12.172 and 93.20 at night, 9 to midnight at 5.085 or 6890. The internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or GCNLive.com. Take your pick. And on the satellite and a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, to the sponsors, the listeners, the folks running the show, our affiliates, you're all doing a great job. Keep spreading the word about all these fine broadcasts. Keep educating yourself about history and know that we don't have a choice. We must stand against this tyranny. We're having a lot of successes. We haven't won this war. We got to really turn the heat up. Take care. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from water.